Recently, I've become very interested in business and how a business works, how you start one, how you maintain it, and how you expand it. And so I've been reading a lot of books about entrepreneurism and listening to podcasts and just studying, you know, what makes a successful business. And one main pain point that I found throughout whatever it is that I read or listen to is persistence through tribulations. When something comes and stops you, if you jump over it, it's usually just right over that hill. So this point, you know, can be applied to most points in our life. Pretty much anything we go through, as long as you're persistent in it, it'll help you, especially in our beliefs. If you would turn to Romans 5, just starting in verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So the lessons that you learn from tribulations far outweigh the immediate feeling or the difficulty that you may face at that moment. Keep your hand here whenever we turn, because I'm going to break these verses down a little bit. Let's read it. From tribulations, you gain the skill of patience. You would turn to Philippians 4, verse 6. And keep Romans marked. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And some translations read anxious, be anxious for nothing. So when something is said in front of us, a problem or something that we just have to go through, we need to be patient about it. We need to pray about it. And then God will be there to help us. He'll show us the path. Not many skills can really match patience, whether it be in business or in your spiritual life. And now if you would turn back to where you marked, Romans 5, verse 4. It says, in patience, experience. So when you're patient, you gain experience. So I'm sure all of you are asking, how does experience help me? Nobody's asking that question. Experience helps you in everything. So when you encounter a situation that you've never experienced, you pretty much have two options. You can either go find somebody who has had that experience and who can help you, or you go through it yourself and figure it out. And then whether you succeed or you fail in whatever it is, you gain that experience. And then you have that experience for next time. You know what to do. So when you fail, especially when it comes to sin, you fail in a certain part of your life, or you fail at a certain act, then you gain experience, and you learn from it. And next time you encounter it, you can do something differently. And not only that, but you can apply that experience and help others so that they don't have to make the same mistakes that you have. And we always go to the older members of the church or in life or wherever it is, and we go look to them for wisdom. We ask to them because they have had that experience in their life. They're older and they've had so much more experience than we have. And still in verse 4 right here, experience brings hope. So once you have that experience behind you, it can bring you hope. without hope as a form of motivation, our other forms of motivation are very significantly numbered. Hope is the driving force behind almost anything that you do, whether it's hope for a successful job, a career, hope for a good grades in education, or it's hope for our home in heaven one day. Hope gives us a reason to continue, no matter what it is. In Romans 15, verse 8. Romans 15, starting in verse 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, as it is written, "For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name." And again he saith, "Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people." And again Isaiah saith, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust." Now mainly this verse. "Now the God of hope fill with you all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." So when the hard times come, when you come to a roadblock, you can have joy in that tribulation. Tribulation will give you patience. Take the time to pray and to ponder, whatever the situation may be, and you will ultimately make the better decision. When I had my wreck with my little Ford Ranger, I was wanting another car so bad, and I was looking all around, and so it was looking like we were just going to need to finance something, and I was going to pay for it, and I found this car that I just thought was right. I was like, "I just want this car," and I told Mom and Dad, "I just want this car," and I was like, "I'll pay for it," and so Dad just kind of held off for a little bit, and I didn't really understand why. I was just like, "Well, we're going to have to do it one way or the other." So I was just like, "Well, let's just do it." But it turned out the insurance had come through and completely took care of the Explorer that I have now. And so just by having that patience and waiting that longer, I had so much more freedom. So when you patiently make the right decision, hope is rewarded. Hope for success in this life. Hope for the eternal home in heaven that Jesus has blessed us with. So, if you do not have this hope, if you don't have this comfort that so many of us have in this room, and you wish to, we're not promised any other time than right now, right this moment. So if we can help you in any other way, please come and stand as we sing.
There's a fountain free for you and